I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. When I learned today's daf, Shabbos Daf Tzadi Hey, and I saw the Gemara discusses hair care, the Gemara discusses braiding one's hair, as the Shulchan Aruch really paskins like our Gemara, that is forbidden for a woman to braid her hair on Shabbos. Not only to braid her hair is a problem because of building, because of bona, there's also a problem of unbraiding the hair. It's rabbinically prohibited to braid the hair because of constructing. It's rabbinically prohibited to unbraid the hair because of deconstructing. And I was thinking about hair care, so I was discussing with my Hasidish friend, do the poskim discuss Hasidim who curl their payas? Would there be a problem of curling payas on Shabbos? Would there be a problem of bona? And unsurprisingly, it's a machlokas. There's a dispute, there's a discussion among the poskim. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasel seems to be uncomfortable. He writes, no one should curl their hair on Shabbos. It could be a problem of bona, similar to the halacha that we find in today's daf, of building the hair when you construct a braid. Similarly, curling the hair could also be a problem of bona. However, there are those that are makel, are those that are lenient, with the consideration that on Shabbos the peis are already curled a little bit, and all you're doing is adding on to the curls, you're making it more curly. And similarly, we find the discussion when it comes to the canopy of a baby stroller, that it's permitted for someone to open up the cover, to open up the sunshade, to protect the baby. One can argue that it's bona there also. You're creating an ohel. But the truth is that the ohel already exists. The canopy is already there. All you're doing is extending it. All you're doing is opening it up more. And since all you're doing is temporarily adding on to an ohel that already exists from before Shabbos, it's not a problem. Same thing with the peis. If the peis are already curled from before Shabbos, and all you're doing is temporarily adding on more curls, making it more curly, that wouldn't be a problem as well. And there are other areas of hair care that could also be problematic, is a discussion among the poskim. Let's say when it comes to a hairspray. So putting gel in your hair on Shabbos is a separate problem. Nothing to do with bona per se. I mean, it could be bona, but in addition to that, it's certainly prohibited because of memariach. But aside from hair gel, hairspray could potentially also be a problem because you're making sure that your hair is in a certain shape. Now, some poskim suggest that you can make a distinction. If you already formed the shape, if you already formed the curls before Shabbos, and all you're doing is preserving it with the spray, you're not creating anything, then perhaps it's not a problem. But if you're spraying it, then forming, that's when the poskim would certainly say it's a problem. Now, there's another area which, just to throw out a leniency, there's a kula. The poskim speak out that if someone has frizzy hair, they're interested in damping their hair in order to make sure that the frizz goes down, that the curls go down, that wouldn't be a problem, and you don't really need to be concerned of schita, especially if there isn't that much water, and all you're doing is patting down the hair in order to make sure that it's not that frizzy.